It's another tequila sunrise.
I think I need a drink a doodle doo.
Drink of the week time. Let's do it.
Well, this is off to a bad start. We've lost the cart, or it's been absconded, and we have, I don't know what this is.
Backup drink cart. Oh, look at that.
It's like is that a cooler of some kind?
Looks like a trash can.
Yeah, it looks like a garbage can.
Well, either way, we've got all the stuff. What are we making?
We're making a Mother Lover Rosé Sangria for Mother's Day.
All right.
Okay, so what you do is you got to get yourself a bottle of rosé. Now, don't worry about it being a good one.
Well, the screw cap gives me pause.
Yeah. Well, these screw caps are
actually, I like the screw cap.
Yeah, screw cap.
Get okay. Right in there.
Good wines are now coming with screw caps.
Yeah. All right, so first of all, what you do is you get yourself a pitcher, and you want to get some fruit. And what I've done here is I've got some mango, some strawberry, some lime, some orange, and it's been soaking in Cointreau for a little while.
Fruity.
And you're going to dump that into your bucket.
Lap. Oh, there we go. A lot of fruit.
Pleasant splat.
You know, I had a huge mango, but I only got like a little bit of out of it. That's the way it is with a mango. It's mostly like a pit.
It's not about the size of the mango.
No. Then you get some Gran Gala or some Cointreau or some Triple Sec, just an orange flavored liqueur, and you're going to put in a cup. Okay. That's that. And then you get some rosé wine, and this is big right now. Rosé is having a kind of a surge. It's
hot.
A screw cap. This is Paveo. It's Spanish. I thought it would be good. And
well, how much did you spend on that bottle?
I think like $9.99 maybe. Right. Maybe $7.99.
Get that at the Valero?
I love gas station wine. I live so far out of town, though, that's my only option.
Right.
Yeah.
So you like Behringer, do you?
Yeah.
It's not good if it don't come from a juice box.
And, you know, I was worried because it's, you know, trying to keep it cold. And I learned something, which I'll pass it on. I didn't have enough time to do. But if you freeze your fruit, then it goes in and it'll chill the sangria without actually making it, you know, watering it down with ice.
When we buy wine, we just look at the alcohol content.
And what is
this
it?
This is 9.5.
Awesome.
Typical.
It's like beer.
Okay. And then you get some Perrier or sparkling water, whatever, seltzer.
Beer's only 6 and usually less. Yeah. Domestic.
And you want to put in like a cup and a half. And that's it. And then
there it is.
Then you put it into your glasses for mom. Or you just show up at mom's house with a pitcher and she lets you in and you give it to her.
This is going
to
be an interesting pour. You need like a strainer to prevent the lookout.
Well, you can have sangria with the fruit in.
A little bit, yeah. The big slices are gonna won't fit in the glass.
Oh. Okay, it's coming out brown and dirty.
Yeah, it's lost its rosé color and now looks like an odd.
It's kind of peachy color.
Yeah, maybe peachy.
And that's it. Now I might put a little more ice in it if you guys want, but.
All right. Salute.
Here we
Salute.
Go.
Happy Mother's Day.
It's fruity. Definitely a strong fruit flavor.
It's so. Not bad. It's it doesn't remind me of sangria so much, though. It's a different kind of sangria.
It has that dry rosé finish.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I guess the fruit sort of combats the tartness. Of
I'd like it to be a little colder, but I'm overall, the taste is good. I'm going to swallow.
Yeah, this is a very passable sangria.
Yeah, thank you. And then, you know, what's good is you can, it's better if you let it sit and steep for an hour or two, but with the fruit having been soaking in the alcohol, you eat the fruit later.
Yeah, I don't know. Mom wants to get her drink on. There's no time to let it
steep. I'm not going to eat the fruit.
Boss, what do you say?
I'm going to spit on this one.
Not a fan of that. Why?
Boss, and you're probably the only one in here who's had alcohol out of a garbage can before.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. I've classed it up a bit.
All right. So it's a 3-1 vote.
It's a positive. Haas isn't the rosé kind of guy.
No.
All right. Well, we'll post the ingredients online, the recipe for you there. You can make the drink of the week a winner this week.